Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 17th of October, Anno Domini 2015. And you, you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at whatever time it is, 5 minutes after the hour, yes, we're going to be bringing you news, views, things to choose, nothing to lose, kick off your shoes, don't get the blues. Here comes the news. Big news today. I'm very excited to say this. It's time for another pledge drive. That's exactly right. We're in another pledge drive now. This is your chance to participate in Soundbites to a degree that in many other types of stations you would not get the opportunity to do. You get the opportunity to join us as part of the Soundbites family, as part of the Jazz 90.1 family. For those of you who are unfamiliar with pledge drives, here's the deal. This is a publicly funded radio station. It's member supported. We don't get any government funds. We don't get any state funds, county funds, city funds. The Greece Central School District does give us space, but that's the extent of it.
Yeah.
All the money that we raise comes from our members and their willingness to step up to the plate, to be adults, and take responsibility for what they listen to. And I know that as is traditional in every medium where you get to volunteer if you pay, only about 10% of you will actually be adults and step up to the plate. All you children, I'm not talking to you right now, I'm talking to the adults. So I want to thank you folks for having stepped up, and our hope is that you will continue to do so to keep this station and this show on the air. None of this happens free. We pay for the transmitter. We pay for those
all
of
the equipment here. You know, I mean, CD players and everything else. I mean, this is how, you know, and exactly. You're not talking, you know, big lavish studios. Now, if you folks
believe me, if you've ever been in this studio, we've got three people in here now, and
it's cozy.
That's about the extent of it.
Yeah, probably more than that in here would be a coded violinist.
Yeah, probably would be. So we thank those of you who have joined the family, who have stepped up and made the pledge. And now I want to talk to the children for a moment. We'd like to talk to those of you who have not stepped up, who have not paid. You fall into a couple of different categories. There are those of you who are currently unemployed in these parlous economic times. I completely get that. And you get a pass. Nobody's going to ask you for money. You guys and gals can all listen for free. We don't have a problem with any of that. But for those of you who just listen for free, I don't know why. And I'd like to know why. So we'll talk about the forums in a minute, but we'd like to know that stuff. We'd like to understand what it is that means, you know, you don't want to be part of this, and I don't get it. But at any rate, for those of you who are, we thank you very much, and we need your support again. This station does not stay on the air without your help. This show does not stay on the air without your help. You know, there comes a point where the station has to say, we need something in this spot that earns money. and that's a simple fact of life. Again, the adults understand that. It's the children who don't. So at any rate, our poll of the week at soundbites.org, that's bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you, is, are you a member of the Jazz 90.1 family? Your choices are yes, and proud of it, no, I'm currently unemployed, and no, I don't think it's worth anything. So far, we've got more than 16. I just guess I need to refresh. We're 19. And yes, and proud of it has about 50% of the vote. So thank you all very, very much. And of course, God knows you'll have more to say about this. And so you can go to, if you're brave, you'll have more to say about this. So you can go to the forums. If you scroll down on the right under fascinating stuff, you'll see the forums. And the second forum is the poll discussion. And the first thing in the poll discussion is, of course, 17 October 15. Are you a member of the Jazz 90.1 family? Only two posts so far. Me and one other. And we'd like you to join that conversation. And, of course, we'd love to have you pledge. It's easy to do. It takes less than 2 minutes. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Those of you listening outside of the United States or outside of the Rochester calling area, don't get a free hit. You get to pledge as well, and you can do it toll-free at 1-800-790-0415. At both of those numbers, we have Phil Dodd, who has graciously consented to give up his Saturday morning to come in and take your pledges.
Well, so let's put him to work. Too.
What?
I dragged Shirley here, too, to help.
Oh, she's answering. Yep. Excellent, yeah. Excellent. And Shirley Ray is answering phones as well. And so you can also, for those of you who don't like to talk to humans, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org, and we will start out with our first pledge. Tim, thank you very, very much for your pledge. We are honored. I should probably mention that we have an interesting reality here, which is that there are certain levels at which people can pledge, and that's lovely. You know, there's a $35 level, $50 level, $100 level, all the way up to a $1,000 level. But if you would like to pledge more than that or less than that, you can pledge any amount.
Yeah, there is no wrong amount.
There's no wrong amount. You know, we've had people pledge a couple of bucks because that's what they had, but they believed in this show and they believed in this station and they wanted to keep us on the air.
Well, that's the other thing, though, too.
So we'd like to thank Tim for his donation. Thank you, Tim, very much.
And, you know, Tim's belief in us, too. That, I mean, Rob took a big chance on bringing us here, and by, like, folks like Tim and everybody else calling in and supporting it, you know, we're the only talk show on a complete jazz station.
Right.
And, I mean, granted, there's other music, the polka and the German show and that, but it's all music.
Right.
And here, you're talking about prime time in a Saturday afternoon from noon to 2. He throws in a talk show. Talk about going out on a limb. And it's like our listeners there that take the time to pick up, you know, and actually call and pledge, showing Rob that he made the right decision in keeping us here on a Saturday, and that the folks enjoy it.
Yep.
Because it wouldn't take much. I mean, he could turn around, cancel us, and, you know, put on some other music. He could, you know, fill this slot very easy with other music or another music show, but he knows Rochester loves it. That's why we've been going for 26 years, 26 plus years.
Man, you're old.
Yes, I am. I'm older than dirt. I invented it.
Dirt?
Yes. But, you know, that's the thing, you know, and we need the folks to pick up the phones, you know, keep both Phil and Shirley busy taking your pledges because, hey, I know you folks would rather hear us talking about computer stuff and everything else. We would, too.
And we do that 50 weeks a year.
Yeah. And you know what? If you folks will just take the time, we can get this pledge drive over that much faster.
See, there's the big thing. What we'd love, actually, is for next week to not be here asking for donations and talking about a pledge drive. But the only way that's going to happen is if we make our goal. And let's talk about our goal for a minute. It's only $50,000. That's not a lot of money in the grand scheme of things. And in fact, that money, that amount has not changed in, what, a decade?
Yeah. Well, since we've been here.
Right.
And we've been here 7 years.
Right.
And in 7 years, it
they
is
haven't raised it at once.
Exactly. So you know what? You think, step back, folks.
Where else
think about your gas
budget?
Prices,
right.
Your even postage, and your RG&E bill and everything else. Your health insurance. Everything else keeps going up, 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 and up. This jazz station has been very modest in keeping itself within the $50,000, you know, range, doing a great job of, you know, giving you the program that you folks love to listen to.
That's right. And let's talk for a moment to the folks who are listening on the stream. That ain't free. We have only 100 slots in the stream. And every once in a while, we hear about how that's, you know, people can't get in. And every once in a while, the stream crashes. Well, guess what? We'd love to up that to 200 or 300 or 500, but that costs money. And we can't because many of you listening to that stream are not, in fact, members. If all of you were members, that would be great. The other thing, of course, is those of you listening to the podcast. And we know there are over 300 of you every week who download the podcast and listen to it. And we also know that many of you are not members, particularly the ones overseas. So you get to pledge as well. Just jump online, jazz901.org. You can do it all week long. That God knows that that's available.
Yeah.
The pledge online is available.
It's
24/7, 365.
And it is secure, folks. And here's the other thing you got to realize. When you do pledge online, the only thing that they might do with your information is write it down and send you a thank you card or your gift. That information that you put in does not get resold. We don't, you know, you might not be getting,
although that would be an incredible extra revenue stream.
Right. And we could do it, but know what?
We
value our listeners and their privacy, and we just use that information to seriously just for you folks. And you, like I say, giving a thank you, or we might send you reminders that different things are coming up and get in on some of the events. Because, Rob, throughout the year, we'll offer, here's a prime example. Come to Jazz Fest. He's always giving away the club passes. And folks pick up the phones and they give a call and they wind up getting a club pass. That's a couple $100.
Yep.
He tries to do a lot for, the area, offering up Jiva tickets and whatever. Throughout the year, he's constantly doing stuff.
Right.
So by being a member, that helps support that type of stuff that's going on. And it's your way of saying thank you. Keep it going.
Yep. And then, so that's what we asked for. We've clearly only had one person so far who has been willing to step up to the plate, one adult. We're looking for more adults. Time to hit puberty. Make that call. Make that pledge. 585-966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And those of you listening to the podcast, whether you're out jogging or rowing or walking or sitting around or driving or whatever it is you do when you listen to the podcast, take a moment. Well, not those of you driving. Take a moment at some point in your day and log on to jazz901.org. Pledge securely online. We would love to have you as the newest member of the Soundbites family, but the only way that's going to happen is if you will make the pledge. It's a very difficult thing running a radio station like this. Oh, and those of you who follow Rachel Barnhart on Twitter should be aware that the head of a public supported station who makes $350,000 is not the head of our station. You should be aware of that. That's not Rob Linton. She did an expose of how 20 cents in the dollar, blah 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 blah. But for us, it's a whole lot more like 98 cents on the dollar. Goes to actually supporting the station itself.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to understand, there are only two, or maybe three, but I think it's only two paid employees of this station. Everybody else, and certainly all the people you hear on the air, are volunteers. Dave, I don't know if you know this, Dave, you do not get paid.
I've been waiting.
I know, but...
He keeps telling me the check's in the mail, and the same with my Thursday night, because
the check's in the pail. Yeah, sorry, you misheard.
I missed that.
You misheard.
I didn't have my hearing aid up.
Yes.
Darn.
And Dave's Thursday night show, he doesn't get paid for that. Steve is not getting paid. Steve.
In fact, I have to pay. to be here.
That's right, you do. In many, many ways.
Many, many ways.
Careful, Shirley's actually here and listening now. And I don't get paid. None of us get paid. We do this because we want to be bringing you this stuff. We love chatting with you folks on the air. We absolutely love it. We enjoy doing all of that, but we can't do it without you. You need to make that call and make that pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Going to take a short break. Back in just a couple of minutes with a whole lot more of Sound Bites on the truly great, and hey, guess what? Solely member supported Jazz 90.1.
It's America's longest running computer show. Back to more Sound Bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at, oh, I can't tell from here. I covered it up. 26 minutes after the hour, we are Sound Bites. Before we get to the phones, Steve, of course, is desperately trying to get the YouTube channel up.
The audio is running, but I'm having trouble with the video.
Okay, he's working on that. In the meantime, I'm on Periscope. So if a couple of people, if you're following me on Twitter, Nick Francesco, at Nick Francesco, could you jump onto the Periscope thing and tell me if you can hear any sound at all? I'm trying a new way to actually get the sound from the board. What?
I apologize. I was wondering why you weren't lit.
There was no music.
The music?
Yeah.
I had potted it down and potted it back up because I was taking vocals.
Ah. Did anybody hear anything I just said?
Oh, yeah, that part okay. They did. The music, they didn't.
Oh, all right.
You know, I'm good at multitasking, but there's triple tasking.
But I thought, well, it's just I have tinnitus, and it's very
loud.
He's
fumbling with his headphones. And,
but anyway, if somebody could if somebody could get onto the Periscope thing and let me know if you can actually hear sound. I'm trying it a different way to actually get the sound from the microphones and from the callers into the Periscope thing. So anybody who's on Twitter right now, if you could do that and send me a little message that says you got that, it's working, something is happening.
I thought Meerkat was the new one.
Meerkat is the other one. It's not necessarily the new one, but yes, and that's fine. And again, before we go back to the phones, I want to thank Joel for his donation that and is in honor of the Tech Age Living Center at the JCC,
Learning.
Which is a very cool thing. All you Tech Age folks, how come you're not calling in? You should be doing that immediately. Thank you very much. And, of course, Don from Rochester, thank you very much. That's three adults have made their pledges. Time for the rest of you to join in and let us know. In the meantime, we're going to get to the phones. And the first person we're going to talk to is, in fact, Don from Rochester. Hiya, Don.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Peachy, thanks.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you for your advice last week. I had that printer that wasn't registering the fax and the scanning functions.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I followed your advice to the T, and it's now faxing and scanning away.
Really? That worked?
Yeah, yeah. I think it had to do with when I was turning, what point I was turning the printer on in the process.
Yep, yep.
We better write that one down, that we got lucky on that one.
Yes, yeah, so we actually got one. That's kind of amazing. I'm very impressed.
Well, you know, out of 26 years, that's not too bad.
One in 26, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that's not bad.
We're in a roll.
What else can we help you with?
Well, every time I boot up,
He's going to expect us to be...
Yeah,
again.
Now he's going to want more.
This is bad. Okay, but go ahead anyway, Don. Sorry.
Yeah. Whenever I boot up and periodically while I'm running, I get a USB not recognized, device not recognized, and all my USB devices seem to be working. How do I trace it to what USB port it might be complaining about?
That's called one at a time.
Yeah, it's really you unplug one thing, run for a while. If you don't get it, it was that one.
Oh, do you have a wireless keyboard or mouse with one of those little USB dongles?
Yes, I do.
I've sometimes seen those little dongles. It thinks it's a different keyboard and gives you a device not recognized. It doesn't realize it's talking to the actual keyboard.
But then the keyboard still works okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, because it thinks it's found a different, it's letting it work, but It doesn't say that the USB port is bad.
Correct.
It's the device that's on it is not understood to be that device. But it still works. It just doesn't recognize what kind of keyboard it is. It's what it's saying.
Is there a USB interrogator? And on the Mac, we have one in the system profile.
I don't know
we'll
of one.
Show you everything that's on. It's what I'm doing now to get this stupid USB camera working.
Right.
Yeah. So it sounds like just something I'm going to have to put up with.
Yeah. That's kind of what it sounds like. Here's the deal. Particularly with the wireless keyboard and mouse, they're kind of prone to radio interference. So, and with the signals in everybody's home and people put their phones next to their keyboards and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
We get a lot of that kind of nonsense. A lot of interference that way. There is a software interrogator from USB 1.software.informer.com. I don't know that I would trust it. I haven't ever played with it, but it's out there. I would kind of just live with it for a while. If it actually doesn't have an effect, it just means once in a while you click a button that says go away.
Yeah, that's all I do.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, well, thanks for your help.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Again, we'd love to have somebody get online and on the Periscope thing and tell me if the audio's working on this thing. And, of course, you still have time to call in your pledge, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Somebody just said there is audio but not phone audio. So
we just lost Heplin. Heplin's got to call back.
Okay, call back, Heplin. We're waiting your call. Somehow that got lost. That really, of course, wouldn't happen if we could afford better equipment, but that's up to you, not up to us. Sorry.
Yeah, the phone system here wasn't designed for a call-in radio show.
That's exactly right. Oh, he's back?
Yep.
All right, our next caller is Helpin from Brockport, New York. Hiya, Helpin, how are you?
Hello.
Hi.
I went to the party and pledged last night, so I
thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Anyway, I made the mistake of accepting Windows 10's offer for a free upgrade.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I just wanted to make sure that you guys knew what happened. My whole system just would not work, and I had to call somebody in India to have them have them fix it. I didn't do that, but I had my guy in Rochester work on the computer to get it back from being hacked. I guess it was hacked when I did the Windows 10. Is that something that you're aware of?
Well, here's the issue. The Windows 10 upgrade itself, every once in a while, bricks somebody's machine. And that slang for turns it into a brick, right? It stops working.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, yes.
Something incompatible somewhere.
The problem, though, is that we're starting to see the bad guys sending out fake upgrade Windows 10 click here things.
Uh-huh.
So you have to make sure that the thing you're getting is actually coming from inside Windows itself,
uh-huh.
and you do that by only saying yes if you're not plugged into, if you're not on a web, in a web browser,
uh-huh.
or running your email. So you just turn your machine on, don't start anything, and then you should be able to go into the software center, into the what do you call it?
Taskbar,
into the
they'll do your own upgrade.
The official Microsoft notification for Windows 10 upgrades was in the system tray in
right.
the bottom right corner
system
next
tray.
To the, that's
Thank
what
you.
We're yeah. And if you ever got a message in a web browser or in an email to upgrade to Windows 10, that was fake and designed to steal your money or your identity.
Right.
Okay.
So, but once you get, there's a little icon that appears in the system tray, And that's the one you click on. And again, every once in a while it bricks a machine, and there's not a lot you can do about that as such.
I did call Windows 10 or Windows about it, and they tried a number of different things, but they couldn't help either. So
yeah,
it ended up costing me $100 to
get my
system back. And I still haven't got the computer back, but it's coming back this weekend. So,
well, good luck.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
So sorry.
Anyway, I wanted you to know about it.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, helping, and thank you for being a member. We're very that folks like helping will be joining us now.
Mm-hmm.
So Joe tells me that. There it is. There is audio, but no phone audio, and I can't imagine why that is.
It must be using your ambient mic, not the audio in.
Yeah. In that case, somebody's been listening to some interesting stuff during the break.
Yeah. Do you hear us between the breaks?
Yeah, right.
Instead of the commercial.
Yeah,
audio.
Joe, that's a good question. Are you hearing us between the breaks?
During
the breaks? In which case,
right now we're between breaks.
We are between breaks.
So in the break, are you still here?
In the break. I don't know. It's a long day already. Joe, if you could let us know, or any of the people who are listening, jump on the chat. I'll even listen on the chat.
Let me see if I can get to on my computer here. The cameras are not working.
The cameras are working, so the...
We got to switch the tripods, though, to get the distances right.
Oh. I'm currently doing that. I was doing that until I just moved it and the whole thing died. It's a kludge here. You know, again, this is all volunteer stuff. This is all people who are strictly playing around on their own. And we're all volunteers. None of us get paid. So I'm using my phone to do Periscope. He's using his computer to do the YouTube thing. Dave is using his own headsets as he manages the board. So am I. So is Steve. It's a volunteer effort all the way around, and we're hoping that you will step up, be an adult, and volunteer a few bucks one way or the other. I should talk about the Jazz-O-Matic membership. For a minimum pledge of $10 a month, you could become a Jazz-O-Matic member. And pledge once and put it away and just say, you know, for how long do you want it to run? As for as long as you like. So just, you know, if it's that's only $60 a year. No, it isn't. It's $120 a year.
Yeah.
It's $120 a year but it comes out in dribs and drabs.
Yeah, and it's less painful.
It's much less painful. You can give more for less.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't have a lot of money this week, but I get paid.
And it's a tax deduction, too.
And the money is a tax deduction. So the more you give, the more you save. You don't get that in a lot of places, but we give it to you here.
Yeah. That's the thing. You were talking about there's two new levels Rob has added, the $500 and the $1,000. And they're two different packages, and it's like an elite group.
It is an elite group.
And I think, does he have it on ours?
Yes. No, it only goes to $365. But we'll take a $1,000 pledge. We'll be happy to take a $1,000 pledge.
Here's the thing. Like I say, Rob just added this two new groups. And for you folks that can do it, say he's added the Elite and the Diamond. The Diamond is $500. And again, if you spread this out over time, you know, it's a little less painful. But here's what you get. You get the Jazz Pack. It's 5 CDs and 3 DVDs. Or you can get the Jazz Clothing Pack, which includes a navy t-shirt, a zip-up hooded sweatshirt, long-sleeve pullover shirt, sweatpants, and a knitted cap. Then, on top of that, no, that's just the basic part. Then you also get the Enhanced Membership Card, the Diamond or Elite Member-Only Party, which details to that to follow. They're going to have a special party just for the Elite and Diamond members. You get 10% off for the full year of any tickets on Jazz events.
Nice.
So if Jazz is, say, the boat tours or evening with Wine and Jazz and everything else, he's giving 10% off on those.
Holy moly.
So you're saving money there. He's got a special diamond and elite gift, which again, he's going to announce. It's pretty special. But you know what? Your name on the Jazz website listed as a diamond or elite member. Here's the other thing. You can also serve as a DJ for the day on Jazz 90.1.
How fun is that?
So, I mean, and you get to turn around and tax deduction.
On top of all that.
I mean,
I don't know how you beat that, honestly. I do not know.
And then there is for the $1,000, which next hour I'll read that one, even adds more on top of that.
Yep.
So, you know, I mean, Rob is, like I say, for the mere $50,000 that he's trying to raise, is trying to offer our listeners quite unique packages.
Okay.
And encouraging them to sign up, become members. If you're a member, you know, renew. Because the one thing that always gets me, now I spent the whole week this past summer, up at the Jazz Fest.
Yep.
And again, I hear it constantly. The whole week, I was emceeing up there with Rob. People come by, really love your station, really love your station. Well, you know what? If everybody going by had dropped in $1, we wouldn't be having this pledge drive now, and we wouldn't be having it again in spring. Because over 120,000 people showed up at the Jazz Fest. And if every one of them had just put in $1,
we'd be done.
We would be done. That's $100,000.
Yep.
And there would be no pledge drive going on right now.
Yep. Yep. That's absolutely true, and I get that. All right, we're going to take another quick break. I'm also going to take down the Periscope because it didn't work. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 42 minutes after the hour. It's Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Computer talk you can understand. More Soundbites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 47 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. And we'd like to thank Bodan and Donna and Mark for their generous donations, stepping up, being adults, taking responsibility for what they listen to. We'd like to thank each and every one of you for becoming members of the Soundbites family. It makes us proud to be part of this, to know that you folks have joined in and done the same. And so thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And for the rest of you, yes, we're in a pledge drive, and it's your opportunity to step up, be adults, make the pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. I'm looking at the stream right now, and it's pretty full. And most of you have not called in, and I don't know why that is. In addition, of course, there are those of you who will be listening to this during the week via the podcast. And even those of you in foreign countries, you can certainly, if you manage to download the podcast, you can manage to go to jazz901.org and make a pledge securely online. And as Dave pointed out earlier, we do not sell your information to anybody, although that would be quite a lucrative stream of income. We do not do that. We do not. Your privacy is important to us, as important as it is to you, and so we make sure that nobody gets your information once we've made the pledges that then becomes shreddable material in every sense of the word. So We're very honored and delighted that those of you who have stepped up have done so. Thank you so much, and we hope that more of you will make that call at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And of course, pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Again, help us to not have to do this again next week. The only way we can do that is if you call and make the pledge now and make sure that we reach our $50,000 goal, which is such a small amount of money compared to many, many things. And you can help us reach that goal fast, because the minute we hit $50,000, we hit a verified $50,000, we will stop talking. That's pretty simple. So if somebody calls in with a $50,000 pledge, we will be verifying that before we will stop pledging. Our next caller is Matt from Buffalo, New York. Welcome, Matt. What's up?
Hey, I just want to encourage all your listeners to get Ubuntu. I think it's really freaking great. It's awesome. I use it every day. It's the best operating system in the whole world. But I do have a question for you also, Nick.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to, you know, going out and stuff, do you prefer craft beer or domestics?
Most domestic beer is certainly, there is one brand of beer that's represented by Clydesdale's, and there's a reason for that, because I've tasted that beer. Most beers, domestic beers, are not my favorites, except for Yingling. They have a porter.
Oh, Yingling, you say, right?
Correct. Yeah. I've heard it pronounced Yingling. I don't know.
It's made down in Pennsylvania. I think that's like where the Rolling Rock factory runs.
Yep.
But I do want to give a shout out to Rusty Chain here in Buffalo.
I was just about to say
they make a great beer, actually.
Yep. The local craft beers are exceptional in this in the East Coast. I haven't had a lot. Cave Creek, I've had their beer, very good. But there are a lot of them here on the East Coast. The craft beers are amazingly good.
No, Nick, I need your advice. When it comes to wine, I know you're Italian and stuff. What is your preference? Do you like Pinot Grigio, or like, what is your taste?
No, I'm Italian. I like Chianti.
I just get a box at Wegmans. You should see Nick's face.
I cannot breathe at this moment. I like a good Chianti, a nice, dry, strong Italian
wine. And some
fava
beans.
Well, is it white or is it red?
Oh, no, stop. It's a red.
Okie dokie.
All right. Thanks, Matt. Bye-bye. There you go. Computer advice, get Ubuntu, and beer advice.
Buy a good bottle of wine.
And a wine advice.
And everybody missed the evening of wine, jazz, and art.
I didn't miss it. I was there. I was great.
Not everybody's too strong a word. Many of you missed it. And
it was sold out.
Sample the local cultures. Yep.
So folks should be forewarned. Next year when that comes back up, you better call and get your tickets early, because it did sell out.
That's exactly right. And there were some wines there that just brought a tear to my eye. They were so good. And there, the Thelonious beer was just unbelievably good. So if you're into beer and wine, that's a great place to find stuff. And Yingling, I don't honestly know how it's pronounced. People from Pennsylvania that I've talked to pronounce it Yingling. Do you like Yingling? I don't know. I've never yingled. Boom, boom. Thank you. I'll be here all week. Try the beer.
Try the beer.
Ubuntu, Matt did mention. Let's get back to some computer stuff. Matt did mention Ubuntu. It is an exceptional operating system. I use it myself. There are many flavors. There's regular Ubuntu, which has the Unity interface. There's Xubuntu, which has XFCE, which is my favorite. Kubuntu, which uses KDE. Et cetera, the point there being Ubuntu, Linux in general, can have many different front ends. In Windows, you only get one choice of front ends, and that's whatever Microsoft has put on that version of Windows.
Yep.
In the Mac, you only get one front end. That's the Finder, and it's whatever Apple wants to do with it. On the Linux side, you can change your front end regularly if you want to. You can pick whichever one makes you happy. You can try different ones. It doesn't change the underlying operating system. It doesn't change the software that's loaded on that machine. It doesn't change any of your documents. It's just the way it looks in the front end, the way you get to stuff. So you can make Ubuntu look like a Windows machine. You can make it look like a Mac. You can make it look utterly different, however you want it to look. As Matt said, Ubuntu is one of the many flavors of Linux, and it's become a favorite because it is so easy to install, comes with so much good stuff already installed, and is easy for the average person to get used to and to start to play with. I know many people, including my friend Brian, who is starting to look at various versions of Linux to see what we think. Daniel, thank you so much for your generous pledge. Thank you for stepping up and becoming an adult and joining the team here at Soundbites and at Jazz 90.1. We should probably mention, as a matter of fact, the 90-10 pledge.
Yeah, I was just going to find that. So at pledges of $90.10 and higher, you get the Jazz 90.1 member card. And that comes with a little discount book of great discounts at restaurants and theaters and entertainment spots all over town.
I tell you what, you will, if you go out even sporadically, you will find that that membership card makes you back more than you spent. It's money well spent. If you're the sort of person who enjoys going out, or perhaps you have a significant other or some other you would like to become significant, taking him or her or them, I'm not judging, out on a regular basis could help seal the deal. And the Jazz 90.1 membership card will help you do that.
And it's not just here in Rochester. It's in the Western New York area. There's a B&B in Montreal you can use, too. It's three pages long, this list of participating restaurants and hotels and lodging and attractions.
Yeah, if you can't find something on there that makes you happy, you really, I don't need to know you. Thanks. So
we always try to keep the entertainment books and the Jazz member card book in the car. And what do we feel like eating tonight?
Exactly. Yeah. And you pull out the sheet and you say, oh, let's try this one. And it's a great way to try something because you get a discount.
Yep.
And you can try a new way, a new thing to do. So you should join at the $90.10 level above. Get it, 90.10, 90.1, jazz901.org. Get it. So at the $90.10 level or above, you can do that. And it's a great deal. As for the rest of you, please call and make the call, make the pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. But if you would like to talk to a human being, operators are standing by. So call now. Call early. Call often. Pledge as much as you can. We appreciate every dollar. Don't think, oh, I'm not going to call because I only give $5 or I can only give $10 or whatever it is. Give what you can. We are not interested in this is not a contest. You know, this is not, nobody's going to say, oh, such and so gave more than the other one. No, we're grateful and honored for each and every one of you who makes the call and makes the pledge at whatever level of membership or not, right? So if you only have $10, $20, we're not going to say, well, you can't pledge because the minimum amount is $35. We're happy and delighted to make you a member of the Jazz 90.1 family for whatever amount you can afford. Now, if you can't afford more, God bless you. That would be great. But we would very much appreciate it if you would step up and be an adult. You know, kids expect free stuff. Adults expect to pay for what they get. And it's time for you to be an adult, to step up and be responsible. Make the pledge, make the call, join the family. And it's easy. Takes less than 2 minutes. If you want to talk to a human being, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. That music tells me that you have wasted an entire hour of your life listening to this nonsense, but you get to do it again because we're only halfway through the show. Plenty of time. Call in while we're on break, and we'll be back in just a few minutes with Dave Enright, with Steve Ray, with me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 59 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the longest-running computer show in the known universe. It's Soundbites, and it's right here on the Truly Great. And the whole point of this pledge drive is that it is solely member-supported Jazz 90.1. If you want us to come back, your best bet to get that to happen is to make that call, make that pledge. We'll see you in just a couple of minutes. Don't go away. It's Soundbites.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
WGMC Greece Rochester, a public service of the Greece Central School District, Jazz 90.1.
Streaming online at jazz901.org.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And in 5 minutes after the hour, we're hurtling headlong into the second hour of the longest-running computer show in the known universe. It's Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Speaking of member-supported, I would like to thank Anonymous for his/her/its generous donation. Thank you. Yes, it's true. For those of you just tuning in, we are in the middle of a pledge drive. We only need $50,000 to close off this pledge drive. So if anybody would like to pledge that amount and actually give it, we would be happy to stop the pledge drive immediately. So if you bring down $50,000 in unmarked small bills, once we're done counting.
No questions will be asked.
No questions will be asked. We will be happy to... and we prefer those bills to be non-consecutive serial numbers, by the way.
I was going to say not monopoly money.
Not monopoly money, right. Actual legal tender in the United States of America. At any rate, we are in the middle of a pledge drive. We come to you twice a year asking you to be generous, to reach into your hearts and into your wallets and become a member of this station. We can't do it alone. We say this over and over again, but it becomes more and more true as time goes on. We get no assistance from anybody. We get no federal dollars, no state dollars, no county dollars, no city dollars. We get space from the Greece Central School District, but that's all we get. Everything else, every piece of equipment in here, we pay for lights and heating and everything else. All of that comes from membership dollars. No corporate amounts change hands. And so we come to you just twice a year and ask for $50,000, which hasn't changed in most of a decade, by the way. We haven't raised the amount of money we're asking for at least 7 years that we know of, because that's how long we've been here. And so... it's the best bargain in town. What else can you buy that costs the same as it did seven years ago? And here you're buying more of Soundbites, to be as blunt about it as possible. We cannot stay on the air as a station if we don't have the operating budget to do so.
Exactly.
And if the station discovers that they could replace us with another show that made more money, it would be very difficult for them to decide to keep us.
That's what happened to our last show.
That's what happened
to our last show. Exactly.
On our last station.
That's right. So that's why we come to you twice a year and ask you to become a member of the Jazz 90.1 family. I know a lot of you listen for free, and that's fine. Children do that. They don't pay for things. I get that. But the adults out in the audience are the ones I'd like to talk to. The people who have a sense of responsibility and are understanding that there ain't no such thing as a free lunch. Lots of you read Robert Heinlein, but so many of you are not, in fact, actually taking any of that to heart. So what I want to say to you, to the adults out there, is that we need your help. So make the call, 585-9666 Jazz. That's 966 5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And for those of you who do not like to talk to human beings, although both Phil Dodd and Shirley Ray are very lovely human beings and would be delighted to take your pledge live on the phone. But for those of you who do not like to talk to humans, jazz901.org, click the Donate Now button, and you can pledge online and never speak to a human. And for those of you who are listening on the stream, and for those of you in particular who are frustrated by the stream, every once in a while it crashes. Every once in a while you can't get on because the stream is full. We only have 100 streams. That's all we can afford to pay for. If you want us to have more, you have to step up and make that happen. You make the call and you make the pledge. If you want us to get a better computer to put that on, you have to make that happen. Make the call, make the pledge. And you can join Philip, who has re-upped, I guess. No, that's not possible. Really? Holy moly. And I guess I get to say this because he said you could thank him on the air. Philip's last name is Beiderbecke. And apparently he's Bix Beiderbecke's little cousin. How great is that? We would very much like to thank Philip. We would like to thank Brad and Diana. We would like to thank Donval, all for their very generous donations. It's you folks who make this station what it is, and you
and keep us on the air. Up,
and you are the adults who keep this show and this station on the air, and I cannot thank you enough. I am honored to be able to read your names on the air because you people are what make this thing possible. Thank you. Now, we should probably go to the phones and take an actual call about computers because James has been waiting patiently on the line from Rochester, New York. Welcome, James.
What's up? Is there a way to print a page of the text only without the pictures?
Not easily.
Of a website or
off of a website, yeah. I know you can like press down and it shades one area, but if there's different locations of the pictures, the blue shade disappears.
What you'd have to do is do like a screen capture, put it in Paint, and then erase what you don't want.
Or you can copy the page and paste it into something like Notepad.
That only does text anyway.
Yeah, it only does text anyway. Here's the deal.
You're not going to be able
when
to edit.
When people who create, you would be able to edit that if it's just text.
In a note?
If you do a copy and a paste, it pastes as text.
Right, but you're not going to be able to edit that part of the text that you paste.
Yeah, you can. If it pastes as actual text, yes.
I just want the text, no pictures.
Yeah. Right. So you can try that. The real deal here, of course, is that the people who make the web pages can set it up so that when you go to print, you don't get the pictures. But that's at their end.
In fact, most web pages don't print well at all because they're not formatted for a sheet of paper. They're formatted for a screen.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you'll see another button that says print that will reformat it for a sheet of paper, but then we'll often put the pictures in too. What you may be able to do in the print command that comes up and says, you know, how many copies do you want, things like that. There may be a quality setting, and sometimes you'll find something called draft quality that may skip the pictures. It'll be a lower quality text, but that may skip the witcher. Skip the pictures because it's in draft mode.
Yeah. Also, you know when you make a shaded area to print,
yeah.
Some
printers let you do that.
Bit, sometimes that shaded area disappears when you re-click.
Right, you can't you can't click more than just the text. And when you try to drag through the text, it sometimes selects the pictures too.
Oh, so there's no easy way.
No. Nope.
Yeah, not an easy way, no.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you so much.
A lot of web browsers have the option to not print the background picture. But if you don't want pictures in the document, that's harder.
Right, so be copying everything and then pasting it into something that takes text only means you'll only get the text and not the pictures.
Yep.
And to Dave's point, he doesn't want to edit it, but you could if it pastes as text.
Yeah.
as opposed to
if you take a screenshot, then it's a picture and it's not text.
Right,
right, right, right, right, right, right, right. Well, we had a slew. I think I've thanked them. I don't remember if I ever know yet. I know I thanked Philip. He's Bix Beiderbecke's little cousin. And well,
that's okay. Thank them again. I mean, they're the folks that are taking at least the time out of their lives and saying, yes, sound bites does matter.
Yep.
So you know what? It's nothing wrong with repeating their names because you know what? Maybe they'll feel, make some of the other folks that aren't members guilty because they're just sitting there sucking off the information and not paying for it.
Right.
I mean, if they had to, you know, have any one of us come into their house to work on their computers, it would cost them.
Yep. Yep.
You know, I mean, you're talking at least $100 to get in the door and start working on it.
Yep.
For any amount of time in there.
People are always amazed. They will say to me often, can I get somebody to come to my house and fix my computer? And I'll give them a couple of names. And I'll say, but, you know, they charge, and it's probably a minimum of $50, if not $100. And they're shocked that someone would actually charge for the 40 years of knowledge they've accumulated and for the work that they're about to do. They're shocked.
See, that's where, you know, and again, I've said this before, and it's mainly my main rub. When, you know, you sit there, and the folks will sit there and say, well, it didn't take you that long. Listen, folks.
Or it shouldn't have taken that long.
Or, yeah. If it shouldn't, then why didn't you do it and you could have done it faster? What you're not paying for my time. You're paying me for the knowledge.
That's right.
You don't question a doctor on how long it's going to take to do an operation or this or that. You pay what they say it's going to cost.
That's right.
And that's the same with our business. You're not paying for the time. Yes, we got to put it down in some form. You know, so we put it in an hour, you know, hourly format, because that's for accounting purposes and everything else. It just works better that way.
Right.
But to, you know, sit there, oh, 2 hours, 3 hours? Could have taken that. You're not paying for that. Wipe that part out. Just look at the number. That's what it took because of the knowledge that we have in being able to do it and do it fast. You go to somebody else that doesn't have that much experience. You know, I mean, well, between the three of us, we got to have over 100 years.
Well, over 100 years, sadly.
Experience? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then in computer experience, it's even more.
Right.
I mean, because, well, I've been doing it since 1978.
Yeah.
When we had got our Kodak, we got our first Trash 80. And I started playing around with BASIC and working in on the Honeywell systems there, punch cards.
Yep.
So I've been doing this since 1978, computers. And I've seen, you know, like you guys, the VIC-20s and all these computers come through, 8-inch floppies. We, between the three of us, have probably forgotten more than we remember right now.
People always say, how do you know all this stuff? How do you remember all this stuff? And I tell them it's stuff I've seen for the last 40 years.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, there's nothing new under the sun.
I do this a dozen times every day.
Yeah,
exactly.
So that's why we make it look easy. Just like if I was to step into your job, I'd probably sit there and say, gee, how do you do that so efficiently?
Exactly.
Because you're good at what you do.
And it also amazes me. People don't get upset when they pay a doctor bill.
Yeah.
And they might, but the basic idea is they pay the doctor bill. They pay for electricians.
Or a mechanic.
They pay for car mechanics. They pay for guys to come and fix their furnace. And then when somebody comes and fixes your computer, they complain. Oh, my God, it's a cheaper charge. What is wrong with you people? Be an adult. Understand that things cost money in this world. That's why today we're talking to the adults, not the children. Mm-hmm. Children expect things for free. Gimme, gimme, gimme.
Mm-hmm.
I want the candy, I want the toy, and I don't have any money to pay for
it. Go to your parents' bedroom and get that thing has the green pieces of paper in it.
Thank you, Soupy. but I'm talking to the adults who understand that things cost money. And for you, we would love to have you step up and become a member of the Soundbites family, just like Philip did, and Donval, and Brad, and Diana, and Anonymous, and Daniel, and Mark, and Don, and Bodan, and Don, and Joel, and Tim. We need you to step up to the plate. We need you to make the call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 1-800-790-0415. You can, of course, if you don't like talking to a human being, pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And again, let me stress that I'm not letting all of you folks who download the podcast off the hook. That's hundreds and hundreds of you. There's a minimum of 300 people who download this podcast every week. Each of you send in a pledge, and we'll go get so much closer to our goal so much faster. Get online and do it at jazz901.org. You can do it 24/7, 365. Just at the bottom in the comments, say it's for sound bites, and become a member of the Jazz 90.1 family. I'm very honored at all the adults who have stepped up so far this week, who have become members of the show and of the station, and who are willing to help assure that this show and this station remain on the air and continue to bring you the news and the jazz and the computer show and the salsa and the everything else that you love so much. There are very few radio stations on earth left that play jazz, and there are even fewer who would take a chance on a call-in computer show. And the folks here at Jazz 90.1 did that, and we would very much like it if you would acknowledge that and show your appreciation by making the pledge. We'll give you a chance to do that while we're taking a short break, and then we'll be back with Dave Enright and Steve Ray and me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 20 minutes after the hour. It is Soundbites. It is member-supported.
Member-supported. Jazz 90.1. See you in a minute.
It's America's longest-running computer show. Back to more Soundbites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 25 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbite. I don't care how many times he calls it a sugar coating, it's still snow.
Shh.
He was avoiding that word.
Yeah.
Yeah, the S word. I would like to thank Jeff and Debbie for stepping up. Thank you for your generous donation. And Gerd, our friend Gerd, who's been an adult much longer than I have. So, Gerd, I won't say you've reached puberty today, but thank you so much for your very generous donation. And you can join them. It's easy enough to do. All you have to do is make the pledge. And the easiest way to do that, of course, is to make the call. Phil and Shirley are standing by, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Of course, if you're outside the 585 area code, you can call toll-free from anywhere on earth, 1-800-790-0415. And if you don't like talking to a human, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And oh, by the way, that toll-free line, that's toll-free for you. It is not free for us. One of the things that your money goes to pay for is that toll-free number so that we can have people all over the world who listen to this radio station call in and make requests and talk to us and do all the things they need to do. So please, and for those of you who are watching on the YouTube channel, you've got the internet right there in front of you. Make the call. Make the pledge. Jazz901.org. I know a number of you listen, or rather watch the YouTube stream during the week. This is your chance to become a member of the Jazz 90.1 family, to step up and join the adults. And just at the bottom of the pledge form in the comment section, say it's for sound bites.
All right. I was telling you about the diamond level.
Yeah.
The newer one that Rob just introduced is called the $1,000 elite level. That's $2.74 a day.
Cheap at half the price. Are you kidding?
Exactly. Now, at $1,000, what you're going to get is all the clothing that we mentioned before, which is the T-shirt, the zipped-up hoodie, sweatshirt, the long-sleeve polo, the sweatpants, and the winter cap, along with 5 CDs and 3 DVDs.
Wow.
You're going to get all of that, along with a member pack of Jazz Enhanced Membership Cards. That's 4 of them. So if you've got 4 other folks that you would like to give that card to, that they can go...
What a Christmas gift! Holy moly!
You can go pass those out to other folks, and they can go to other restaurants... And a number of them are buy one, get one half price.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, there's some great deals out there. Again, the party for the Elite and Diamond members to be announced. Two free jazz event tickets of your choice.
Wow. Wow.
Yes. Hello. Two of our events that we have, he's going to give you two free tickets.
Wow.
And a special Diamond and Elite gift, which he won't even tell us. Hmm. Invited to the Elite members listening party, name on Jazz 901 website as a Diamond or Elite member. And again, you get to be a DJ for one day. Come in, hang with one of the DJs, and just, you know, see how things are running. Help us pick out the music. Because, see, that's what a lot of folks don't realize. When you come in as a DJ, like right now I'm teaching a new kid, Dave, who's going to be on the air. And I turn around and tell him, hey, I need a 3-minute song, instrumental. Go to the library. And it's a whole room, folks, literally from floor to ceiling of CDs. And you can go in there and pick any of your artists.
Yep.
And we let you folks help make that song, that show. So you're not just going to be sitting around, not if you come with me. I'll sit there and tell you, hey, tell you what, go in there, find a song, find an artist that you like. They're all in alphabetical order, whether you want a vocal or an instrumental or whatever. And we could put together a show that would be yours. And you would sit there and say, yeah, I helped produce that show. And it's fun. I mean, we actually have a lot of fun, you know, during the week. I know myself and a lot of the other DJs, because it's not canned. So many radio stations, whether you folks realize it or not, you might call in and request. I encourage my folks every Thursday night, pick up the phones and give me a call, because I stress to them that the only reason I'm there is to play what they like to hear. And if they like to hear a particular artist, fine, give me a call. I'll go in that library and find it and get it on for you. Because you know what? It's because of you folks stepping up to the phones, making the pledges, that I'm able to do this. And it's my way of saying thank you back to you for taking the time and effort and making a pledge twice a year.
And let's not forget, all that work, all that effort, all that dedication that Dave goes through, he's a volunteer.
Yeah.
Nobody gets paid to do this. He's a volunteer.
But we love what Rob's doing for us here at this station, and it's our way of saying thank you. And you know what? What better way for you folks to say thank you back is to pick up the phones. We've got two lovely folks sitting around that would love to hear from you. Just take a few minutes. It doesn't hurt. Or if you don't want to miss out on the show, you know, go right to our website. If you're sitting there in front of a computer, or download our app. Download our app and you can sign up for it there.
Yep, and it's real easy to do. Don't forget about Jazz-O-Matic, right? Because if you want to, many people can only afford a little bit right now, but they could afford some every month. If you become a Jazz-O-Matic member for a minimum pledge of $10 a month, you can just say, I want to pledge $10 a month or $20 a month or $50 a month. And we'll just automatically take it out of your account. We won't bother you again. It's just and you can stop at any time you want.
There is no long contract. You know, here's the thing, folks. Well, I don't know if I want to commit to. Well, you know what? Life happens, you know, in certain circumstances come up. You might have to change it. That's okay. We understand. Like we have said, if, say, you go with a Jazz-O-Matic and you do $20 a month, something comes up, you know what? Thank you for what you could give. We're not sitting there judging.
That's right.
You know what? Because every dollar that you gave up to that point helps us.
That's exactly right.
That helps us keep on the air and doing the great job that, you know, you folks have come to appreciate every Saturday. We're here every Saturday. And the only time that we don't is if Christmas or New Year's falls on a Saturday.
Right.
Otherwise, we're here.
Right.
Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve, it doesn't matter. We're still here.
We're here 52 weeks a year. And for 50 of those weeks, we answer your computer questions. For just a couple of weeks a year, assuming you step up and become members.
Yeah, do it quick.
We come to you and ask you for your membership pledges. And again, I'm not talking to the children in the audience. You can all just go off and get a juice box for a minute. We're going to, the adults are talking now. I want to thank those of you who have been willing to step up and make the pledge. And the rest of you can join the ranks. If you want to move up to the big people's table, all you have to do is make the pledge, make the call.
Here's the thing. I was just looking at our website.
Yeah.
Right now, and I'm talking about the jazz901.org website. All right. The pledge drive has just been going a week.
Yep.
And you know what? Your folks have got a good start. We've got over $21,000 raised.
Yep.
You know what? If you folks can continue this pace and even pick it up a little bit more, the other remaining, say, $29,000 is very close. We could get this over with probably by next weekend, be done with, roll into the holidays. We're going to be, you know, with the upcoming holiday season, you know us here at Soundbites, we're going to be talking about the great stuff that you want to look for in the upcoming gifts for Christmas and everything else. So you know what? And your advice, as we have been for Windows 10. We've been staying on top of that stuff. That's what you folks have come to expect out of Nick, Steve, and I. You know, we try to stay on top of all this stuff and tell you, hey, don't worry about it. You don't have to upgrade to Windows 10 yet. You've still got time. You don't have to be that very first person. Some folks are adventurous. They've got an extra machine and they want to try it. We'll say go at it. And if you're having different issues, yeah, we'll walk you through it because that's why we're here every Saturday to do that. But you know what? We're also going to tell the other folks that maybe you shouldn't unless you check out. Like we had a caller last week and one of the key things that we were telling him was to, with Windows 10, before you go ahead and jump into it, check to make sure the operating system will work, but you got to make sure all your other software is going to work and check it out. And make sure you've gone to that website and it'll say, yeah, it works with Windows 10.
Yeah, we're hearing that on the Mac side now that, ironically, Microsoft Office 2016 doesn't work well at all with the Mac OS new El Capitan.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're running Office 2016, don't upgrade to El Capitan or your office will quit working.
Right. Right, and that's the sort of information you get. And so is this, security research.
Well, actually, before you do that, for our previous caller that was looking for a way to print websites without pictures, I found, depending on what browser you're using, I found a Firefox extension and a Chrome extension called Firefox's Print Edit, and the Chrome one is called Printer Friendly. And they will allow you to customize what you're printing. So you can strip out the images, you can strip out the ads, you can create a PDF of the page. And they're both free extensions, and I've got the link posted on the Soundbites website.
Well done, you. All right, and here's a notice. Here's a news item that you should pay some attention to. Security researchers have found a clever way to tap into both Google Now and Siri to take control of your phone. Two researchers who work for the French government figured out a way to send commands to an iPhone or Android device using Siri or Google Now. To attack the phone, the security researchers take advantage of the wire inside a set of headphones. Basically, basically, they use the wire as an antenna to send electromagnetic signals via an open-source GNU radio software on their laptop to the smartphone from more than 16 feet away. This enables them to make a variety of commands to Siri or Google Now, including sending texts or visiting websites, which means they could send you to a website that had a malicious code on it. The researchers argue that this could be dangerous because hackers could command Siri to visit a malicious website or call a paid phone number to make money. However, because of the, you know, those $7.99 a minute numbers that are all in Jamaica or wherever they are. However, because the attack uses headphones as a way to take advantage of the voice assistance, phones are only vulnerable when headsets are plugged into the device, and the headsets must also be microphone enabled. Also, the hack does not disable the screen, so when a command comes through, the smartphone user would still be able to see what was happening, could cancel the action, assuming he or she was looking at the phone, at the screen. The researchers originally revealed their findings in a conference in Paris during the summer, but their findings were also published in a white paper. So do you worry about someone hacking your smartphone through this headphone wire? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415.
And the sort of the tricky thing is the headphones are usually an out connection. In fact, you're having trouble getting your phone to take
right,
it as
to take an in connection, right?
Yeah.
But of course, if they have a it works fine with headphones.
Yeah.
My phone, it's just not working fine with this for some reason. I don't know why. We had this problem when we tried to plug it in. Maybe it's just I've tried 3 or 4 different wires, though. It doesn't seem to be.
I'm almost wondering if there's some circuitry. So on a smartphone. Generally speaking, the headphones you get have the earbuds, and then they have a microphone, a little box in line with a microphone.
Right.
I'm wondering if there's circuitry in that little box that tells the device this is an in, not an out.
Yeah.
Because the same thing I use with my Square Reader. It uses the headphone jack as an in because it's telling it this is a microphone and listen to these sounds and convert them to a credit card number.
Yep.
So I'm wondering if that's the problem. You can't just use a straight cable. You need to have whatever that circuitry is.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'll try to remember to bring my tablet next week, see if that'll work. But that's just some of the stuff that we do because we love you. And you can show us the love right back by making the call and making the pledge. We'll give you a couple of minutes to do that while we take a short break. Call Phil, call Shirley, get the pledge in. Do it online if you don't like human beings. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. 39 minutes after the hour, Soundbites, member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Before you call into our show, please make note of the following rules. 1, turn your radio down. 2, turn your radio down lower. 3, remember, nobody has invented a good-sounding speakerphone yet. Don't use them. 4, make sure you have a point. It makes for a more interesting show. 5, calling does not guarantee you'll get on the air. No whining. 6, if you do get on the air, please do not tell the host what you just told the screener. We don't care. And 7, is that radio turned down yet? We hope this will make for a more enjoyable program, and we thank you for your time.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 44 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. And you've only got a few more minutes to step up to the plate, make that phone call, make that pledge, and become part of the Jazz 90.1 and Soundbites family. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Of course, if you don't like talking to humans, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We only have a few minutes. I don't think we're going to beat the polka dots this week. But they had more adults calling them than we had calling us.
And what can we say?
That's how that works. But we're honored to have talked to those of you.
Yes, thanks for the folks that put on their big person pants and stepped up.
Exactly.
And appreciate what we do here.
It makes us happy to know that what we do is actually appreciated. People, we had the Jazz open house last night, which was lots of fun. And somebody said, man, a lot of people came over to talk to me. And somebody said, yeah, you're really popular. I said, well, we give stuff away. I give away computer advice. That's something everybody likes to get for free. But we're asking you to step up and make the call and make the pledge so that we can keep this show and this station on the air, as Ed did. Thank you so much, Ed. We very much appreciate that. And this reminds me that you can give us your credit card number. You can send in a check. If you come down to the station, I suspect there's somebody who would take cash. So we very much appreciate whatever give, and we appreciate it. And in fact, and now we're talking to, I believe, a different ad.
No, same one.
Oh, same ad. All right, Ed. Welcome, this is Ed from Henrietta.
How you doing, guys? I figure I might pay. I've been listening to you for a long time for free, so I might as well give you some money here.
I appreciate that, Ed. We all do. Thank you so much.
I just had a quick question. It's probably it's in your bailiwick. I know you know, but it has to do with Yahoo. I got a it's a Samsung phone that's tied up with Yahoo. And all of a sudden, since the last 2 days, you go in and check your email. You get a bunch of, garbage, and you have to get rid of it. But it just stopped. I looked at it and said the last one was on, I think, the 13th. And so I'd try to refresh it and refresh it. And the thing, it'd go around about, you know, half a circle and it would stop. I said, well, wait, what's wrong with this? So I called the customer service. And it's one of these places where you can't barely understand them. I don't think it's in this country. But then all of a sudden it started again. That's up to the 17th. So I don't know if it's somebody said, well, maybe Yahoo's having trouble with whatever. I couldn't find anything. Yeah. Any hints at all?
Yeah, what often happens, particularly with services like Yahoo, which are, you know, they want you to use their email, but they don't provide a lot of resources for that. What can happen is you can get, particularly if you got some spam, right, that contained an add-on, a link? Yeah, well, no, an actual something that they added to the email before they sent it out, an attachment. They've added an attachment that's huge. Either a picture, a PDF, a program that's malicious that they're hoping you'll be dumb enough to click on. And that's too big for Yahoo to accept. And so it sticks the queue.
Mm-hmm.
So when you called them and said, I'm having this problem, could somebody look at it? Somebody clearly looked at it and said, oh, he's got this giant thing. I'll just dump that. And then the rest of the mail comes through.
What's supposed to happen is the mail server is supposed to reject it, send a message back to the other end saying it's too big,
right,
and then move on.
But that often doesn't happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just want to, I apologize, I should have qualified this. This is with Samsung. I got through TracFone, and I think they rent from the different carriers. So if I don't know if Yahoo, they might rent for Verizon or some of the other Sprint, et cetera. I guess they get the overages or something like that when they communicate with you. But my email is tied up with Yahoo, so the culprit would be Yahoo. Sometimes in a huge,
right.
I've seen that happen at work. It'll put your email someplace else. You can't find it, you know.
Or some new. Right. Sometimes it's a new spammer that just came online, and they sent an extra billion messages to Yahoo.
Yeah,
it takes a while. We see that even with Google and the other mail servers, where mail suddenly slows down, and instead of, you know, you get one or two a day instead of, you know, 15 an hour,
right?
Because
yeah.
it's processing this billion messages. Sometimes it's literally a billion messages,
right?
And they're all spam, so it has to filter those out before it can get onto the real message,
right? That's probably not your case if it's been, you know, like 5 or 6 days, but it certainly is possible that you got a gigantic attachment thing.
Mm-hmm.
That caused the mail system to just clog up, essentially.
Because
mm-hmm.
the phone's working fine. I'm used to it.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. So I thought your first instinct is to blame the phone.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
No, I think in this case it was just a gigantic attachment. And when you called Yahoo and said you were having this problem, the guy probably said, oh, yeah, okay, sees this giant message, dumps it, and the rest of the mail then comes through.
Oh, yeah, then all of a sudden I'm up to date. Yeah, so good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, appreciate it. I'm glad you guys are still hanging in there, and glad to be for another 100 more years, we hope.
Yep. Thank you, and we appreciate you becoming a member of the family. Thank you, Ed.
Take care.
Very nice of him to do that. We're honored. Again, we are in the middle of a pledge drive. We only come to you a couple of times a year,
mm-hmm.
and we only stay on the air for as long as it takes us to get $50,000. So if you make the call now, make the pledge now, the likelihood that we will be back next week to do it again gets slimmer and slimmer. If that's what you want to see, if you want to see us not be on the air, pledging, begging, just doing regular sound bites, then, or if you don't want us to be on the air at all, then don't make a pledge. Of course, that happens too.
Now, one other thing I should point out, because some of the folks out there will be listening to us on the podcast.
Yep.
You know, and you're missing, you know, because you can't, because of your schedule or whatever on a Saturday, you know, listen to us live. All right. What I would encourage you folks, if you're listening to us right now on the podcast,
right,
you know, this week or whatever time, take the time to go to jazz901.org, and right at the very top, you can click on the donate button. In the donation, you can say, this is for sound bites in the memo. There is a memo in there that
there
you
are,
can see.
There are also direct links for Soundbites pledges, and you can pick the gifts you want with the Soundbites logo.
Exactly. And please, you know, I know you're not hearing maybe, you know, all of it, but, you know, please take the time, if you are a podcast listener, and go and pledge. You can do it securely right there. And unlike the Ed there, who is getting spam and everything else, we do not resell your information. The information stays right here in house. The only reason we're going to use your information is to maybe mail out your gift or a thank you.
Yep.
Otherwise, it stays right here. We don't do anything else with it. It's not going to be accumulated for selling it out to other spammers. You're not going to get, you know, car insurance ads and everything else because we sell it to this person or that person.
Right. It's strictly for use in-house, and then we're done. Although, as I said, it would be a lovely and lucrative revenue stream for
us. Yeah, we could, but you know what?
We're not going to do it.
We got more scruples than that.
And there are hundreds of you who download the podcast every week. And I probably shouldn't say that because now the children among you will say, well, then somebody else will do it and I get a free ride. But the adults understand that what that means is you individually must make that call and make that pledge.
Step up to the plate.
And if all of you do it, then the likelihood that we will be back asking again next week for your donations is slimmer.
Gets less.
Because I promise you, as soon as we make that $50,000 goal, we stop pledging.
That'd be nice to come in next week.
And not have to do it.
Oh.
But, you know, it's
that would be a record. And, you know, seriously, folks, take a look at, like I was telling you before, that Elite and the new Diamond pledge levels. They're all there. They're all there that you can check out on our website if you go to jazz901.org
right.
And pick what is comfortable for you. Granted, maybe the 1,000 or 500 isn't. Maybe, like we were talking about, Jazzomatic, $10 a month. Whatever amount you get gets us that closer to that $50,000. And right now we're looking at, you know, roughly $29,000. We've only been at it a week, and a lot of folks have stepped up, and that is phenomenal. But please, let's do it the rest of the way and get this over with.
Now, if there are 30 of you out there listening who could each pledge $1,000, that would be delightful. But what we expect to do is make it in the 10s and the 20s and the 30s. But that means more adults need to step up to the plate. Children, you know, just go back to your juice boxes and your crayons. And we adults are talking now.
Just, you know, it's just like leeches. All you're doing is, you know.
Well, the tradition is with any of these things, whether it's shareware or whatever, public radio, 10% of the people are adults and they carry all the children, the 90% of the children.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I would have hoped that the people who listen to sound bites would be better than that. Apparently they're not, and I get that. Okay, it disappoints me, but it just means you're just average. Anyway, we're done for another week, and I absolutely want to give a shout-out and thanks to Tim and Joel and Don and Bodan and Donna and Mark and Daniel and Anonymous and Brad and Diana and Donval and Philip and Gerd and Jeff and Debbie and Ed, who were generous enough to step up to the plate and become members of the Jazz 90.1 family. As for the rest of you, I'm sure you'll get a chance to do it again next week. In the meantime, don't go away because George is coming in to play the best German music you'll hear all week. Michael is here to keep him on the straight and narrow. Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Nick Francesco, and you will all be back next week with a whole lot more sound bites right here on the truly great and solely member-supported Jazz 90.1. See you in 166 hours.